Hi, I'm Ann Zelda.
And I'm me.
And I'm Dylan's friend, Michael.
And you're listening to Ann Zelda and me and the Bachelor and the Bachelorette.
Hell yeah.
And one more thing.
Well, hold on. I lied. Right before we started, you said you weren't going to interrupt.
You're like Ayala.
You did say.
No, I am.
What's her name, Ayala?
I just want to say something. When the Democratic minority leader speaks, I am the minority leader, and I want to become the majority leader of the program. That's all. And I feel I'm entitled to a controlling interest in the audience.
I'm trying to follow here. All right.
He is Chuck Schumer.
You're Chuck Schumer.
I'm Chuck Schumer, and you're Donald Trump.
You're fired.
And I feel...
You're fired.
And I feel it's... we have to have an equal footing.
So you're if sure gonna, that you want to represent yourself as Donald Trump right now?
No, the minority.
We're Donald Trump. You're Chuck Schumer.
And I want to go on and have the controlling interest. So you go out to the people and you say, do you want to change the structure of the show?
Uh-huh.
And have anybody called in? Any of my fans?
Everyone's calling in telling us to change the structure of the show.
How many? 5,000, 10,000 people called in?
There's about
clamoring.
It's upwards of 10,000, probably 10,000 plus people are calling in right now.
How many of them are women who are fans of mine?
They're all women. Almost every single one of them is a woman calling. Wait,
91%.
There's a really funny video that we took during the show that I didn't post yet, but I will, and it's Uncle Floyd walking into the room, seeing Michael, and being like, what's this? Isn't there usually a girl here? And be like, he's the guest. He's like, what happened? No more girls wanting to come over and be guests?
Women, right?
Where's your women?
No more women.
Quote me. I hate people who quote me erroneously.
Miss Faulkner.
Yeah, I guess when I say girls, it sounds weird.
Where are your women tonight?
Look.
Dylan, where are your women?
Where are the women tonight? Guys, the
and
women...
where are they?
Guys, they're on the TV clamoring over Pilot Pete.
You don't have any more in your harem who want to join us?
In your harem?
I have friends.
Not friends, you know what I mean.
You've got a harem?
Friends with benefits?
What is a harem?
You've got binders full of women.
I got binders full of women.
I mean, every week it's another woman.
That sounds so creepy.
Mitt Romney said that.
No, Mitt Romney said I got binders
full of women. And he calls them friends?
Yeah, the campaign.
Uh-oh.
He said, you need women? I got binders full of women.
They asked him they asked Mitt Romney in 2012 in the debate if he was going to hire women in the White House if he got elected. And he said he had binders full of women, meaning resumes, but it just sounded
like a bad
rapper.
I got binders full of women. It also just sounds bad, I think, on every front.
Oh, yeah. It was
you have binders of women who want to join the show?
Yeah.
Dude, it's so off the rails.
I have binders full of women that want to join the show.
Because they want to meet me personally?
Yeah, all of them. Somebody messaged us during the show asking what your guys' thoughts were on Aleja.
On saying I want Aleja.
I know you keep saying you want. I know you keep saying you want Aleja.
Zelda and Floyd had a nice pun during the show.
What was it?
They want Aleja. Aleja.
No, not they.
Hey.
He wants to Aleja.
Yeah.
Aleja.
I have no interest in Aleja.
Hey,
Aleja. I said if I were 2 years younger.
Two?
That's not what you said. You said 50
you
years
said
younger.
Oh, that was shit.
I got the video to prove it.
I don't really know what I'm saying.
Show the clip. I got the clip.
Go to the video.
I got the video.
If I was a year younger, I'd want
Aleja. A year younger. Yeah, the only thing stopping you right now is that you're a year older than what you thought you should be.
It's the divorce lawyer. I can't hand the money.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fair. I get it.
You want Aleja? Go ahead, get her.
Oh.
No divorce involved.
She's calling your bluff.
Yeah.
All right.
She's a therapist, and you got to watch what they say.
Yeah, she's listening. She's a listener.
She's a therapist, and then they use that against you. What the fuck are you saying?
You're like, that's like the PSA against therapy. They'll use it against you. Yeah. They blackmail you later on.
No, that's for my husband, not for my patients.
Yeah. It's not for therapy. It's for being married.
Yes, right, exactly.
Right, that's good.
One of the codes of being married.
Yeah, to be able to blackmail each other.
Tonight, though, I thought we would give... our professional Columbia graduate, an opportunity to analyze any of the characters, any of the women, and what you think of them. So call in to Dylan.
And
she will give you a psychoanalysis.
Suggest
whether they
should
be dumped or not, and whether they're really dishonest.
Okay. Mm,
and we want that call.
That's a call to action.
It is.
That's a call to action.
And don't be afraid to call, Dylan, because Zelda will give free interpretation.
No one's afraid to call. We're getting upwards of 10,000 callers a week.
But that's about me.
They're clamoring.
We had to buy extra phones.
We had to get more binders.
Nice.
We had to get
very
more binders.
Nice. That's good.
Michael, why don't you tell the world how we know each other?
So I do comedy in New York, and my girlfriend, Margaret, has been on this podcast.
Remember
Margaret Floyd?
Yeah.
I thought it was one of his women.
Right. And we liked her for Dylan. Look, we tried to get Dylan interested.
Look, I'm trying to find the words to say. It feels weird when they say I thought it was one of his women.
Well, I pulled her out of your binder.
You pulled her, yeah. You know, Michael came to me and he said, "Dylan, I'm looking for a girlfriend."
Yeah.
And I said, "Hey, why don't you check out what I got here in my binder?"
So I went to his storage closet in Queens.
In Queens.
He rents one of those units.
And I got all the girls, not the girls in binders. I got all the binders in there.
So basically, you listen to the show every week. You check off if you think they're fitting for you, whether you'll give them a rose or not.
Right.
And you found the love of your life by listening.
I found the love of my life by listening to this podcast.
That's right.
Folks, we can get.
Now you hear what can happen
to
your listeners. That's right.
You know, Michael's playing his own game of Bachelor just by listening to our podcast.
Yes, and
when you started,
that's meta.
It's meta, man.
Very meta.
And when you started today, did you give her a rose?
I gave her...
I
gave her the song Kiss from a Rose by Seal on vinyl.
Dude, that's
better than a rose.
You didn't import Seal to sing it to her in person?
Yeah, it's kind of fucked up.
No,
man.
He was doing a gig in Acapulco.
Yeah, well, so what? Fly him in.
Fly him in, man. You should
he's
have the
busy.
Money.
He's 53 years old, prime of his life.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's true. He should be going after Alea.
Can we fact check Seal's age?
Yeah,
we can fact check Seal's age.
Margaret
Seal's
does improv with Dylan,
I know.
So
and
we became friends. Well, no, I do stand-up. I don't do improv.
Oh,
say something funny.
You're pretty close. Hold on.
Say something funny.
Yes, tell us a joke, funny boy. Hey, sorry, my cousin Joelle once said that to me. At like Thanksgiving, my cousin Joelle.
What did she say?
She literally once said that. At Thanksgiving, we like sat down to eat and she's like, "Oh, you're a comedian? Tell me a joke, funny boy." And I was like, what? She's our age.
Oh,
she was
the
serious.
Heir to the Smith fortune.
She is there. She has birthright. She's the oldest.
56. I was close.
Yeah, Seal is 56 years old.
He's nice. In good shape.
He's married to Heidi Klum, I think.
He used to be.
Oh, used to be. What
They're
happened
divorced.
There?
They divorced. She's got a boyfriend. I think she married the boyfriend, who's much younger than her.
Was she a client of yours? Is that how you know
all I read a lot.
Yeah, you can't. If she was, you couldn't tell us, though. So it's possible.
No,
that's
I couldn't.
True.
But if she was, privilege. I will tell you that I'd probably own the whole floor here.
Yeah, that's
not just the apartment.
Not just the studio, you mean.
quick doctor-patient privilege question. So let's say I killed a guy, and I tell you that. Is that privilege or no?
I don't think so.
You want to tell us that tonight?
No,
No.
If you think that he's a danger to other people, then you're like allowed to
well,
alert
if he
the
killed
authority.
Someone.
Tell it, then you can go and tell an adult.
I would imagine adult.
Me, I'm the one she would tell.
Then if you think that he's a danger to someone, then you go tell Uncle Floyd.
Right.
The reason I bring this up is when I first moved to New York, I took a comedy writing class and I wrote a sketch about a doctor who receives this piece of information, but he was a pediatrician.
Uh-huh.
And the guy comes in and he's like, Yeah, the
An
murderer.
An adult came in?
The murderer comes
Why'd
in.
Why'd he go to a pediatrician?
Well, that was sort of a side joke.
Oh, he was a baby?
You're doing some research right now your comedy
but,
sketches?
But everyone in the class told me that my sketch would have worked because they said... that the therapist had to protect that information.
Bro, how long have you been thinking about how long have you been trying to figure this out?
Because I've been trying to shoot this thing for 3 years and everyone tells me it's dumb.
It's not believable. Like, that's the part that's not believable, is that they wouldn't be able to tell
not
anymore.
Not that an adult went to a pediatrician.
Yeah, right. Like, what?
Well, that to me is funny. Just like, because if you remember in Forgetting Sarah Marshall, great comedy movie.
I did see that.
Peter goes.
Quick plug.
Yeah,
quick plug. You should watch Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
What, you were in it?
I kind of look like Jason Segel, don't you think?
Oh, well, yeah, a little bit.
Zelda, we're cooking.
You could be a stuntman for him.
That's what I'm saying. I've always
double.
Yeah, I've been working out. No, there's a scene where he goes to get an STD test, and he just goes, Peter, you're sitting on a fire truck.
Oh, yeah, because he still goes to his pediatrician.
Yeah.
All right, sorry, I'm off
Guys,
the rails here.
We got to get into it. We're 10 minutes in already.
Yeah, sorry,
what do
listeners.
We think about Alaya?
Well, I think, all right, that's really jumping far ahead. There was a couple things. Actually, no, that was pretty on par for course. There's really only one thing before that, and it was like Victoria P. Ooh. It was the one-on-one date.
Love Victoria
right?
P.
Yeah, yeah.
There was the one-on-one date with Woo! Victoria P. Victoria P's the nurse, is that right?
Yeah, nurse. The nurse who had the addict mother.
She's the one that later. Oh, is she the one though that like later on snitched?
Yes,
dead
she
dad
did.
Too.
She did.
Another snitcher.
But she said, "I cannot tell a lie." She's like, "Who's that, George Washington?"
It's actually a curse. She can't tell a lie ever.
Pilot Pete referred to Victoria P as the dance partner of his life.
That's correct.
Really?
Yes, he
that
did.
Big
yes.
words.
What?
Yes.
From Pilot B.
What?
Yes.
Oh, because they were doing a line dance.
Dude,
yes.
Line dancing
as cowboy and cowgirl.
It was hot. All right. They had frills, jackets.
They had
I mean,
everything.
It was nice.
They were decked out.
Can we just point out real quick that was in L.A.? They like,
yeah, really?
They like made him seem like he was like going around like, I want to show you my roots and where I grew up.
Right.
Oh, they're literally driving around L.A. and then they go to like a country bar.
You would think they were in Nashville, right?
Yeah, exactly.
The like, whiskey a go go.
They all get dressed up in like as if wearing a cowboy hat is like
and the boots.
His like is
he had
how
this
he grew
plaid
up.
Shirt. He was driving a truck.
Yeah.
I was like, are
yeah.
we in backwoods Nevada?
Nope. It's like it's a real Jed
Santa Monica.
Wyatt. Santa Monica.
It's
yeah.
a real what?
Jed Wyatt was like a Nashville guy, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Right. From the other season.
Or He Who Should Not Be Named, Jed Wyatt.
But that's love, baby. I'm
he
here for Victoria P.
Yeah.
Jed Wyatt, who was here for the wrong reason.
Right here, he was here for the wrong reason. I don't actually think Victoria P is good. I don't know.
Whoa.
I don't think she's a bad person. I just don't think that she's like...
She's the one?
I don't think she's the one. Okay, literally...
She's the hottest one there.
This is why... No, are you
no,
kidding?
I'm not sure about that.
Oh,
she's
really?
She's kind of really skinny.
First, all right, this is what I want to say, okay? That all the people that Peter has said that he is attracted to, mm-hmm. or that he is like, or that he like feels something special and is like excited about
uh-huh.
them, we got Madison,
brunette,
Hannah Ann,
right,
brunette.
Alaya,
brunette,
Kelly, brunette, Sydney, brunette, and then Victoria P.
Blonde.
Dude. But literally, Madison, Hannah Ann, Alaya, Kelly, and Sydney all look like they could be sisters.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Every single one
well,
of
them. That's
like,
his type.
He clearly has a type.
Well,
he does.
He might like the nurse, but he'll make her dye her hair.
He'll make her dye her hair.
Victoria P, she transcends type.
She does.
It's love, baby.
That's right.
The
she's
juices
the
are
flowing.
I don't think she's anything special, though.
Well, I think she's caught up with protecting her and how hard her life was.
I would agree with that. You think
that's
he,
really
do you
good.
Think he's a protector?
Yes, I think he wants to protect a woman.
He's a pilot.
He's a pilot.
He is.
He's got a lot of responsibilities in his hands.
That's true. He protects people all the time.
That's right.
By nature.
Right. By nature.
Mm-hmm.
By trade.
And
yeah.
I think that,
he
you know, her
the,
story was very...
he locks the door. No more passengers.
Because he's like,
I'm the protector.
Yeah, I'm the protector.
Ooh, should we go to the first ad?
Oh, yeah, well, you know,
related.
There is something right.
not yet.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, sorry. What were you saying, Aunt Zelda? A protector. He wanted to be a protector.
Yeah, I think her story was very compelling.
Yeah.
And she cries on cue, you know, when you're supposed to cry.
She
yeah,
does,
yeah.
Dead dad
and
crying on cue.
Right. Dead dad, addicted mother.
Yeah, she knows when she's supposed to cry.
Right.
Dead dad, come on, Vicky. Waterworks.
I'm going to cry here and I'm going to cry here.
Right.
Dead dad and mom in a shelter.
Right. And I lived in a shelter. I mean, come on. How can you not... be drawn to that.
You said she's pretty even when she cries. It's not fair. She's a hot crier.
Yeah,
that's a direct Ann Zelder quote. That's a direct Ann Zelder quote.
A lot of people are ugly when they cry, but then again, they start out ugly probably.
Yeah.
I'm a hot guy with an ugly crier. Ugly.
See, and I'm humble, no less.
I'm the opposite. I'm an ugly guy, but a gorgeous crier.
Dude, yeah, I've seen you cry.
I'm a handsome crier. I've never gotten the attention of prettier girls than when I'm crying.
Were you crying at the House of Sheila?
Was I crying at the House of Yes?
Yes,
House of Yes. We call it House of Sheila. Because
there's a Chinese restaurant by my house growing up called House of Sheila.
Right, right.
So they call the House of Yes House of Sheila.
And oh, really, Chinese and sex.
It's Chinese. It's Chinese and sex.
It's a new concept.
Oh, that's brilliant,
dude! I'm there for
that's,
it.
That's the Jewish Christmas Chinese and sex. Throw in a movie.
No wonder why I'm there for it. I was like, in my head,
last
I was like,
year I was Jewish.
Yeah.
Hey-o.
Your boy. You know, I kind of know that's not true because Margaret was.
Yeah, I was. That didn't. I was home for Christmas.
Margaret was
out.
Well,
no, my mom made. My mom made a ham. We did not have Chinese food.
No. We
did on the 27th, but that's a second one.
Yeah, that's later though. It's not Christmas. All right, so we got Victoria P.
So we're not in agreement about Victoria P.
We're not in agreement about Victoria P.
Right.
I stand.
But that's okay.
So I'm not a fan of Victoria P. right now. I'd also like
to
say...
Give me a concrete reason, dude. She's beautiful.
I don't think she's beautiful,
that's a therapist
kind
of thing to say.
I go to therapy. I'm well versed in the trade.
I will say, very photogenic.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, she certainly is.
But
so
I don't think she's beautiful on I don't think she's beautiful.
What do you mean?
Yeah, she's pretty.
Like, on the show, I don't think that she is. All right. Well, that again, she's incredible. We literally took a picture of her and then showed it to Doug.
And you know what?
Lovely.
Lovely.
And you know what? Probably these are like Photoshop.
I'm making this
whatever they are.
This is my new phone background.
We're looking at
Margaret's gonna appreciate that.
We're looking at these are Photoshop because we're looking at the Bachelor photos on the ABC website.
Uh-huh.
And remember
Chris Harrison's on here.
Oh,
that's amazing. Just all these models and Chris Harrison.
And Chris Harrison. But there's a girl on here, Shein. Shein has like a freckle on her forehead and they photoshopped it out on
Well, yeah, they got to get people to tune into the show, you know?
Yeah, they couldn't. They'd be so distracted by the freckle on her forehead.
I never noticed it.
Oh, man, that's so bad.
I will look for it.
Okay, why don't we go on to ads?
Okay.
What do you guys say, all right? We're about halfway through.
Let's do it.
Why don't we hit these ads, right?
Yeah, the ads are good. We have sponsors.
Any responses to any of my ads? Zelda.
10,000 people called in this week. What more do you want, Uncle Floyd?
Wow. I'm amazed by my popularity.
It's unreal. All of New York City is clamoring over you.
Uh-huh.
You are in every woman's binder. I'll say that.
He believe it, too.
Yeah.
What about the fact that there was one less rose?
Why'd you take away that rose?
All of a sudden.
He probably said, look, I just want to get one more person. The others.
Why did they do that? Did they do that? Do you think that like they accidentally put more roses out there like on purpose? And then they were like, oh, by the way, we have to take this rose away.
You never know what happens.
Budgets. Spreadsheets.
Hey, we gotta cut a rose. Save it for next week.
Right.
We can't afford it.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it is scripted.
Yeah, totally. Definitely. Yeah. I mean, they definitely took that rose back for a reason.
No, I buy it. I buy it all.
All right. I say we do the ad since we're halfway through.
Yeah. Okay.
And then we'll hit Alea's section after.
Okay.
Just go deep dive Alea.
Yeah.
20 minutes.
Deep dive. Yeah. 20 minutes on Alea.
Yeah.
All right.
I got a lot to say.
We got an ad right here from a sponsor, Uncle Floyd. If you can read this first ad up top. They sent it to us special this morning.
Uh-huh. How much are they paying?
They're paying $18,000.
Woo! Why? Wow.
Okay. Yeah,
are you looking to score? Looking for more points? We've got the thing for you. For a limited time offer, you can get the best deal in the sky with the Delta Sky Mile High Club Rewards Club Membership Card. Yes, you heard that correct. We said the Delta Sky High Club Rewards Club Membership Card. Every time you use the Delta Mile High Club Rewards Club Membership Card on an international flight, you score big with double D points. Whoa. That's double digit. And those points can be redeemed for more trips on the Mile High Club.
More Mile High time, probably.
Use right? them time, yeah. to claim your slice of the Mile High Sky Pie and book a bathroom suite today. Sign up and use code ZELDA20 for an extra 20,000 points in the sky.
Who's hiring these copywriters?
Dude, who's hiring these copywriters?
Really? These guys are bananas.
Dude, but you know, how many times fast can you say the Delta Sky Mile High Club Awards Club Membership Card? That's a tough one. Or
it's the DSMHCRCM.
Yeah, people call it the DSMHCRCMC for short.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we got another one coming up.
Okay. Attention, sir or madam. Do you tend to linger when putting on your undergarments in the morning or in the evening, perhaps even after a romantic tryst? Ooh. Not sure which undergarments to put on, perhaps? You need to get a lingerie set, not lingerie. Lingerie. Lingerie is for people who are swift and efficient with their panty putting on after hanky-panky. Lingerie is for people who know how to take it easy. People who appreciate a slow and simple life. People who are the tortoise, not the hare. Because you win the race with lingerie. You lose with lingerie. Lingerie.
Dude, nice. Very good. Very good. Nice work. Guys, some very sexual...
Yes. Ads. Marketers. Right.
Finally... Finally, yeah. They are figuring out their target audience.
That's right.
Huh?
And they're realizing that sex sells.
Sex sells, baby.
That's right. Nothing else, actually.
Nothing else. Yeah.
Sex may be violence.
That's good.
Yeah. Violence sells?
Yeah. And maybe S&M.
Sex.
That you can combine the two.
Combo.
Right?
But what are we talking about here?
Sales.
Fast
in general.
And the Furious
sales.
Movies.
Fast and the Furious movies. Very good. Very good.
Let's get back to
speaking of sex.
Fast and Furious.
Yeah, let's get some of that.
With this talk, we're going to lose our younger under 12 audience.
That's true. That's
by
right.
talking about sex.
Yeah, you're right.
Is it worth it to mention those dirty words?
No. Yes. Thank you for spelling, because under 12, if you're under 12, you cannot spell.
So, oh, I just.
That is true.
But
we don't want to lose any audience.
We don't want to lose any audience.
So
you're right.
Can't mention the word.
You know, as much as I don't want to give you a slot on this show, a permanent slot on this show, Uncle Floyd, you know you are a good manager. I'll say that. You know, you bring us back. You ground us. It's good.
I guess because of the MBA I have.
Yeah. you're also the most accomplished.
And the most. And the
I wouldn't say that.
All right, Zelda's the most accomplished.
I would say that.
The copyrights I've created.
It's true.
It's amazing.
It's unbelievable. All right, why don't we talk about Alea, who Aunt Zelda keeps calling
Ayala.
That's because of my first wife.
Was her name Ayala?
Yes.
Yeah. She can't stop thinking about it.
Wait, really?
Yes.
Holy shit.
Wait, that's wild. Wait.
No, but so is Ian's girlfriend.
Ian's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Also, it's funny. This doesn't really relate to it. I don't know if I've ever
shout
told this.
Shout out to Ian. Hey, Ian.
Yeah.
Hey,
Ian. I don't know if I talked about this last time, but... My niece has the same name as my first girlfriend that I ever had that, like, broke my heart.
Roxy?
So Roxy has the same name. My first girlfriend's name is Roxanne. And she like destroyed me and like broke my heart. And then Jordan and Jess named their kid after her.
Dude, why did they name their kid
after her? No, I wasn't 9. I was like 19 or 20.
That's pretty messed up for them to name their kid that.
You think they have conflicts with you and that's why?
I think.
Were you a bad brother when you were young?
No, I was not. Every time I see her, I cry.
Oh.
And that is how I won over Julie, because that is when I am my most attractive.
Oh, that's right. When you cry.
When I cry, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How often is that?
A good amount. Yeah. A good amount.
That's good, man.
Yeah. All right. So, Aleia, right? Do you guys think Aleia is being fake? Do you think she was fake? She got sent home.
Yes.
Yes. You think she's fake? Why?
Where
did all the hubbub start?
No, because they did say that the minute the cameras came on, her voice went, oh, so much higher. Because
they caught it on tape, dude. Right. I went on an emotional journey with this exact question the whole episode.
Wow.
And now at the beginning, I was like, all right, she's fake because I trust Victoria P. Okay?
I do not, though. Victoria P. wasn't the one saying it. Sydney was the one.
I know, but in my heart.
I don't like Sydney either. I think she should go.
Really? Sydney's got to go. We'll get to that.
I really don't like her at all.
I think you should dump any Tattletale.
Tattletale's got to go.
Agreed.
We'll get to that.
Let them stand on their own abilities.
Uncle Floyd is really anti-snitching.
Yeah.
It's a good philosophy.
I agree with that.
But yeah, they caught her on camera. She's at the bar, and she's like talking to the bartender, and she's like, I just love spicy margaritas. And then she turns, realizes the camera is on her, and she just goes,
Yeah, she goes, oh, hi.
This pitch level.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When did they show that?
You were on your laptop getting the podcast ready.
That's right.
It was a big...
They did show that.
Yeah,
I did notice that.
It was telltale.
This podcast that we make about The Bachelor really takes me away from watching The Bachelor.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, because you're so interested in the notes.
Also, I wasn't attracted to Aleia at the beginning of the episode.
But as they made her shittier, they made her look hotter with camera angles. They started to, yeah.
And then in the end, she brings out this black jumpsuit piece.
Super hot at that.
I was just like, dude, give her another week.
Yeah.
Give her a week, baby.
Come on, where's she going?
The thing is, in the promo for next week, she comes back.
Oh, she was back.
Yeah.
What is that? Why is she?
She's the Jesus of The Bachelor.
And the people are saying, and the other women are saying, a slap in the face to all of us. I'm out of here.
She's the Jesus of The Bachelor. Honestly, these women have been through so much with what's her name? Hannah coming back.
Yeah.
And now Aleia's going to come back. Who else are they going to bring back? Like all of Peter's girlfriends? And then that other girl, what the hell is her name? Like they're bringing back her boyfriend that's a famous musician.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, I
used to date the country singer.
I used to date Chase. What's that girl's name? Victoria F.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise.
She's always saying, you know, I'm not into this, and I'm shy.
Victoria F? That's
been her M.O.
Victoria F. is smoking
she's
hot.
She's smoking, and she's getting a lot hot. Of FaceTime next
her and
week.
Her McKenna are smoking hot.
I need to come back on this podcast. This is great.
Yeah.
Dude, the week that Aleia is going to be on, you should come back, because you need to see her again.
Yeah.
Well,
it might not be next week. It could be whenever.
Right.
If he's invited.
Yeah, you got to talk to our talent acquisition manager.
That's true. That's
Uncle
true.
Floyd.
I would like to see our ratings. Right here.
He'd like to see more women, I guess.
I'll say this.
How about you and Margaret?
Yeah, I'll bring her. I'll bring some other ladies.
I'll say this. The people of color on this show, the girls of color, they are not getting a lot of relationship development time.
Surprise, surprise. This happens every season.
Surprise, dude. Dude, literally
well, yes
to the point,
no.
Kiara...
I mean,
Kiara has not spoken yet until the end of the show.
And she said hello.
She said hello, and that was it. And then, I think they put her at the very, very end. I think they put her on, like, camera.
She the blonde?
No, she's the blonde black girl.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's wild. None of the people of color are getting any development time.
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
It's wrong.
Well, they're developing the people he has an interest in.
I guess.
And the other people are just producers' picks.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
That's what I think.
I think Mike would have been a better bachelor. Yeah. Because it would have made it, like, way more diverse.
Yeah.
That's right. I feel like it's, like, I mean, I guess, like,
Peter Kuko. We had Rachel, the African-American. Wait, who's
Mike? Mike was black, and he was on...
I thought you were talking about me.
No, not you, dude.
I was like, the last three women I've dated are, like, 5'7" blonde women.
Yeah. Actually, I don't know. I don't know Mike's taste. Mike's taste in women could have also just been, like, white girls, so who knows?
I remember Mike from last season.
You remember him?
He was cool.
He was very cool. We were all hoping he'd be the Bachelor.
Yeah, we were all hoping
he'd be the Bachelor. But I do like Pilot Pete.
All right, so the Aaliyah date starts with... It's a group date, right? And it starts with the pillow fighting.
Oh, yeah.
Right? What do we think about the pillow fighting with Demi and, like, all that bullshit?
I didn't like it.
Oh, Demi's, like, not really... Like, is she trying to spur, like, an acting career or something?
I think
so. Or is she just trying to be, like, herself personality?
I think she's... I'm not acting. I think she's just obnoxious.
Because she just keeps coming back on. Like,
right.
Maybe she's trying to do, like, a hosting gig or something.
Yeah, probably.
Is she the Asian lady?
No,
she's the blonde with the
oh, Demi, yeah.
Demi,
the horn.
Yeah.
Because the Asian lady during the pillow fighting, she also had a lot of pizzazz.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought you were talking about her.
She's the house flipper from Syracuse.
That was
Tammy.
Really? Oh, that's Tammy.
It is Tammy?
Well, I don't know.
So we have all these girls dressed in lingerie pillow fighting, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of... Or
I thought it was really
lingering.
Demeaning.
It's very demeaning,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I thought it was demeaning to
her. What is that about?
Like,
and who does that apply to? Like, the audience of The Bachelor, like, that event is literally for, like bros.
Is it to keep the boyfriends at home watching?
Yeah, maybe, dude. But, I can't tell what that audience
but
is.
But, like, also, if you want... I had that exact thought. I was like, if you want to watch a kinky pillow fight... There's a lot of stuff on the internet, you know what I'm saying? Right? Does that need to be in this show for families?
No,
you know?
Definitely. It's like, it was
I
super
I don't think
strange.
There's a family show. It's on prime time.
George Day and Rock Hudson used to have pillow fights.
Did they?
That was back in the day.
So this was a sexy pillow fight.
This
there was
like, girl on girl
it was like
action.
Tons of girls, all fighting each other, sitting on top of each other, feathers going everywhere. They're all lingerie. Yeah, Uncle Floyd, you really missed that part.
Yeah.
It was like if
you
the,
were sleeping.
If the audience was, if it was for any audience, you were the target audience on that one, I think.
I think we've answered our own question.
Yeah, we answered
our
own question.
Can I get an instant replay?
Yeah, we brought
that's exactly why you're the target audience.
That's why you're the target audience. All right, but so we're saying it's the meeting. Fred Willard was there.
Oh, my God.
Oh my
they
God.
Took him out of the nursing home.
They keep
this.
Bringing Fred Willard into the show.
And
Fred
he's,
Willard,
he's sicker and sicker and older and older.
They
that
showed his
man.
Hands for a second, and his hands were shaking like crazy.
Yeah, it looks
Fred
like
Willard
he has Parkinson's.
He's not
an actor?
Okay.
He's, I don't know, was he an actor or a
host.
Game
yeah,
show
a,
host?
He was an actor, I think.
Really?
No? I mean, he was in, like, he's, like, isn't he, like, in Best of Show?
I don't remember.
He's
Westminster
best,
Dog Show?
Yeah, the Westminster Dog Show. He's the best
no.
But so Fred Willard comes in
he
here.
He won Best
this
of
dude,
Show.
Yeah, he won Best of Show. He won the dog show. But so Fred Willard is like, he's not doing so hot. I
no,
so this is
guy.
A bad parallel, but you remember like maybe a year or so before John McCain died?
Yes.
He was
my favorite year.
He was like there was some Senate thing going on in C-SPAN on TV, and he went to like question the people and everybody, and like he just like was indecipherable. Like you couldn't understand what he was saying just because he like wasn't stringing sentences together correctly.
You mean John McCain?
John McCain
had a brain tumor.
And then they were
right.
like, "Yo, what's going on with John McCain? Like, is he okay?" And then it turned out he had a brain tumor.
Right.
I feel like this is like. What happened? This is like Fred Willard's
could be.
John McCain moment.
His
could
John
be.
McCain moment. Damn, dude.
Yeah, I know.
Could
that's
be.
Like
it's
a
really
real
sad.
Downer of a parallel
it's
to
just
make.
Sad,
right now.
Yeah,
you know,
man. What if
he is sad?
What if he's just got like a mild tremor?
Well,
I don't, that wasn't mild, man. That was intense.
I think he's sick.
Yeah, I think he's sick too.
Damn.
All right, but so.
I love him.
So the pillow fight goes down. Aaliyah wins the pillow fight.
Wait, quick comment on the pillow fight though. That's where we got to meet the lawyer. That was her first little showcase.
Kelly.
I like her.
Well, we've seen her before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, this is my
first. Yeah, that's right.
She's brains, beauty.
Yes,
we like her.
She's got it all.
And
he
I love
likes
Kelly.
That.
He
and
does.
He likes her, too.
I like Kelly. Also, she's like...
Dark horse, dude.
But I don't think she's as vulnerable as the nurse.
That's fair. That's fair. But so I also like Kelly because She doesn't seem as, like, made up as the rest of the girls.
She says, I'm really out of my comfort zone. She says she's out of her comfort zone. Not me.
She's not wearing, it doesn't feel like she's wearing as much makeup to look like, have, like, the perfect face, you know? Right. She's, like, she's very natural and, like, she's who she is.
Right.
Super natch.
And, like, I would have to say right now she is my favorite.
She's good. I like her. Yeah.
I think Kelly's my favorite.
I'm going Victoria P1A.
Bro,
Kelly,
I do not understand.
Kelly 1B. It's close. Oh.
Victoria P, I think, might win it, but I don't like her the best.
Are you saying that because you know spoilers? Or is
no, no, I can no, never no, know no, with you. No, I no, no, I don't. I think she might because, like I said, I think he was, like, all into her story.
He was engrossed.
Yeah. But the other girl about it, was he into her body?
Probably.
You
know, story looks, and body.
She doesn't
story
look as sexy as some of the other girls.
I don't think she does. Yeah, I don't think she does. She was wearing that, like, high-waisted bikini thong
thing. Yeah.
It was kind of hot. I was into it. Victoria P.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what are you guys smoking? She's a babe.
Yeah.
Peter's a really good listener in these conversations.
Uh-huh. He's all ears when he...
He plays things back to them, and he says, thank you for being vulnerable with me.
He
sounds like
he's a thoughtful dude.
But
yeah.
they all do that.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
you're right. But Colton seemed really fake to me.
Yeah.
Peter seems a little bit more legit.
I think because
I had to learn how to do that.
Okay, what about
with Margaret?
All right, how about this part?
I'm really bad at this.
How about this part? when Peter calls, so Sydney goes to tell Peter that Alea is, like, fake.
Oh.
And then Peter goes and calls out Sydney in front of all the girls to get Sydney to call out Alea in front of all the girls.
That was really... If that
wasn't... Wasn't that fucking wild?
I think it was
produced.
And then
he gave Sydney a rose!
Yeah, I know, really. That
Sydney.
He says, oh, because you were so brave and you're so honest. How does he know she was honest?
That was the weirdest part. It's like... Is he trusted her... Over Alea.
Right.
He trusted every other girl over Alea.
Uh-huh.
Which, like,
But then immediately he regretted it. He said, I don't feel good about sending her home.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Because he didn't send her home out of his own, like, wantings. He sent her home, like, trying to listen to everybody else.
Yeah.
You can't, dude. Are you insane? Every single girl is trying to marry you.
Right.
And part of the game is staying here longer than the other girls. So if they have an opportunity to be like, hey, like...
Throw someone under the bus.
People have been saying this
it.
Girl is, like, so-and-so. Like, would you agree? I'm trying to figure it out if I should send her home or not. It's like...
Yeah. She's
send
really
her
bad.
Home. She's bad.
Yeah.
That's even the sweet, vulnerable Victoria P., even she threw her under the bus.
She got in
she
on the
totally
dish.
She threw her under the bus.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, like, I don't blame Alea for being like, hey, don't tell the producers we know each other. Because then the producers might be like, we don't want to deal with that again.
Right.
We had that last season with Hannah and Kaylin, right?
Yeah.
I had a little compassion for Alea. Aloya? What's her name?
Alea.
In that moment. And then... with Sydney, it's like, do you really want to win the game playing that way?
Yeah,
like,
really,
Sydney had
alone
time with him. She could have put a move on and
she
been like, hey, I'm Sydney. This is what I have to offer.
Exactly.
Instead, she's like, I'm just going to use my time to talk shit, you know?
A lot of girls do that. And
for
usually,
the 12 and under crowd.
Yeah.
A lot of girls do that, and usually they're sent home right away because they're the tattletalers.
Yeah.
This
time he believed the tattletale. I couldn't believe it.
Also, last time too, right? Remember somebody else tattletale last time, and I was like immediately like, oh, no, that wasn't it. He brought Madison home to his family, and I was like, oh, she's done.
Sydney,
but she wasn't.
Sydney,
no, she's not.
Take care of your own doorstep. That's what my grandma
used
to say.
Exactly.
Really?
I like
that. Head in your own lane.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right? Well, I was also thinking, like, I feel like as viewers, as an American public, because there's like 10 million people that watch this show, right?
Probably more.
Like, it's an American value to hate tattletales and snitches.
Can you believe...
Like, we get to see that validated on screen when these people get voted off.
Can you believe
off.
10 million people watch this show and only 10,000 call us a week?
Oh, well.
Yeah, we got
it.
Come on,
listeners. Everybody,
pump
network.
Those
DM network.
Us at least.
Network.
I will text you my phone number and you will call me.
All right, but sorry.
I want to thank all the new fans who have joined us.
Yeah
they have. A bunch have.
And I noticed the numbers
weeks.
From the credit, from not the credit, the numbers from the reporting agencies.
It's true.
some new people in California. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Do you Nielsen. Know any of them? Or
no, I don't know any of them. I don't know any of them. They hit us up and they like talk to us about the show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And what do they say?
I love every episode. I feel like I talk about this. You guys are so excited.
Yeah.
It's the best. I need to start showing you more of this stuff.
Yeah. Please. We just can't believe anyone can hear us.
Yeah. Everyone can hear you. Everyone can hear you. 10,000 people.
On the airwaves.
Yes.
On the airwaves. Wait, what were you saying, though? I cut you off. To say you're like 10 million people. American value of not snitching.
Exactly.
We love when the snitches go down. That's like in our culture.
We right. do, but also I feel like we're all so quick to snitch.
Oh yeah.
Like we love pointing out the snitch.
Right.
But also when it comes to us, like we would snitch.
It's very.
We want to marry a snitcher, really.
Right.
I mean that was like, oh, this one. Right. This one is bad.
Right.
She pushed ahead of me in the line in the supermarket. Right,
that's my favorite. She pushed ahead.
I'm out. You right. sold me.
My favorite quality of Julie is she won't tell me anything.
Yeah, when Julie gets pushed,
she doesn't talk to you.
She won't tell me a damn thing. And she won't talk to me at all. Lips are sealed.
And she gets
about
pushed.
Anything.
And she
about
gets
anything.
Pushed in the supermarket all
she
the
gets
time.
Pushed in the supermarket
never
all the
says
time.
Anything.
And I come to her. I'm like, did you get pushed in the supermarket? She's like, I ain't saying shit.
You're covered in grapefruits.
Yeah,
I'm Julie,
like, you're bleeding. And she's like, I'm well, not
this
saying
one
nothing.
Said that about me. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Mrs. Smith said I'm a. You know what?
I mean, look, like no one wants to hear that. No
Do we scream? Are there neighbors awake? I want to yell.
What do you want to yell?
I don't know.
We have good security. We'll take you away.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
and then that kind of brings us to the last part of the show. This was like a heavy drama show.
Yeah.
So I feel like we didn't get to like any advice column with Aunt Zelda today, unless Mike, do you have any questions for Michael? Do you have any questions for Aunt Zelda?
I just gotta say, how can we go commercial break ski during the rose ceremony,
dude?
Does that happen?
Yeah, because they want to keep you on, you know, on.
I
would,
my
suspense.
Heart was pumping.
And you couldn't go away from the TV, no. Right?
Does that happen? That happens literally
it
every
works.
Single one.
It
oh, dude, I hate this.
Keep you interested.
Every right. single one. Do you?
Do I have any?
Do you have any relationship questions?
Yeah.
Please, man. Let them
be
rip.
Be revealing.
Let them rip. Yeah, be revealing. Tell
be
us
vulnerable.
About your Margaret's secrets.
Nobody's listening.
Is Margaret
really?
You know,
yeah,
Zelda,
oh, we're she's going to listen.
And Zelda and Uncle Floyd wanted to set me up with Margaret.
I know. Yeah.
We said she's really nice. She's really pretty. What's the matter with her?
Not Jewish.
So what?
What, she wouldn't eat Chinese food and...
Yeah.
No, never mind. I don't want to make that joke about Margaret. About, like,
dude,
I don't want to talk about her having sex.
Okay, so she lives in Harlem and I live in Williamsburg.
Oh,
wow. Should I move we're in a long distance.
You are.
Should I move closer?
You know what they used to call it in our day? GU.
GU.
Geographically undesirable.
Yeah, that's still a thing here. It's geographically, it's like...
When
it's
I met Floyd, I was with a friend from Brooklyn. And those are the days that people really didn't want to go to Brooklyn. They wanted to get out of Brooklyn.
Yeah, yeah,
it's,
yeah.
But I
sense.
Lived on the Upper East Side. Well, he took his T-tops off, he had a 280ZX, took a T-tops off, drove me home, but first walked her to the subway.
I wanted to be a gentleman, so I said, goodbye. Right. I should walk down the stairs of the subway.
Yeah, you know. And
gentlemanly move.
That was his GU.
But,
yeah.
So still, like, if you're on Tinder and you match with somebody that, like, so there's a girl that I was seeing when I was living here. At the studio.
Wow, you were seeing a girl
for like a little bit. There was like a girl that I was
you
like
ever
seeing.
Ever bring her here?
And no, never. Oh my gosh. She's on the couch.
She slept under the couch.
Yeah, I
can't
but
take
she
it.
Was in she was in Harlem. And that was easy for me because you just like ride the one,
the
two,
one.
Or three.
Yeah.
So
that's a problem for you?
Well, it's not a problem. It's
that's
just
it.
her and her roommate's lease is ending in a couple months, and I'm trying to convince them to move to Brooklyn.
They want to, don't they?
Well, they want to go down by Prospect Park.
Which is almost the same
which
thing.
Is almost worse.
Like
so should I do let them do that, or should I just move to Harlem and make this all easier?
Well, first of all, they're moving. So you don't know where they're moving.
They might. They might also resign.
Oh, they might. And second of all, I don't think you can let them do anything.
Oh, dude, she got you in such possessive language.
There is no letting them.
I let you do a lot of things.
Guys, I phrased the question wrong. Come on.
But there's always a reason you say things.
Maybe.
A man has to put his hand down.
I'll let you move.
Wow, seems like that lingerie pillow fight, you might have been the target audience for that,
I need to get some lingeries.
Yeah, you need to get some lingeries.
Well,
But what's the better move?
Oh.
Wait for them to move closer to me, or should I take things into my own hands and move closer?
No, because you don't know where they're going to move.
Well,
you move to Harlem, they'll move to Prospect Park. Then what will you have?
Well, my lease is up 3 months after their lease is up.
So you'll know
3 months before. Like, right. They have to sign 3 months.
Right. I know. I just
so you're that's 6 months before your.
I
lease
have
is
anxiety.
Up.
I'm you thinking about this.
You obviously do.
You're falling apart.
Have
here.
You thought about medication, perhaps?
Well, I'm an alcoholic, so I have to be careful with the Xanax family of drugs.
Okay.
That's fair. What I was going to say, though, is that geographically undesirable is still a thing. We're like, that girl in Harlem, I probably wouldn't date a girl in Harlem right now. If I was on Tinder and
somebody... see, what you're saying is that he's right.
Yeah, but they met like in person doing like comedy stuff.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we were friends for a year and then we started dating.
So that's different. Like, I wouldn't start a relationship with somebody if like I'm
if
in Williamsburg and
far
they live
far away.
If they live by
Why?
Jordan and Jess... I would never do that.
I will say I'm devouring a lot of books on these train rides.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Yeah,
it's making you
books.
It's making you more intellectual.
I think so.
Maybe that's more of a turn on to Margaret.
Ooh, or Victoria P.
I think I'm going to move farther into Brooklyn. I'm going to Bushwick, baby. Zelda just solved the problem.
That's it, dude. Yeah, you have to move. Yeah, I think if they move to Prospect Park, you have to move to Harlem, dude.
Should we call her?
Yeah, call her up. No, because we're about to close. Okay. We're about to hit it.
I'm moving to Bushwick.
What?
No, she doesn't sound like that.
All right, we gotta close it up.
Okay.
We gotta close it up.
So,
Michael, is there anything you want to plug?
Yeah, please listen to the Palm and Poppy podcast once a week. Topical bits, funny stand-up comedians hanging out.
New York comedians.
And then,
in cars drinking coffee.
Yeah, and then the Graham Ave web series, just like the L Stop Graham Ave web series on Instagram. It's dropping in February, 6 episodes, coming at you.
All right.
Hot.
All right.
Hot.
And you heard it first here.
You heard
right
it first
in
Aunt here.
Zelda
oh.
And me and The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
That reminds me. I wrote a play with my friend Mick, and it got accepted at UCB.
Dude.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
High five.
But so it's going to be on Monday at 6 p.m., February 24th. So I...
Are you acting in it?
Yeah, I'm acting in
Whoa.
It.
Whoa.
But you wrote a play? When did you...
They're not paying me.
Money, you know?
No, because they wanted to pay this podcast, so they won't pay me. What was that? What did you say, Aunt Zelda?
So, are we invited?
Yeah, everyone's invited.
I'm coming.
And yes, I wrote a play.
Wow. Nice. What is it about?
It's...
About The Bachelor?
It's...
Bachelorette.
It's the Clue... Yeah, I should write something about that. It's Clue meets The Murder Express.
So you wrote... Knives Out for stage.
I was going to say,
Knives Out? Really?
Well,
is that what Knives Out is about?
Is your name Ryan Johnson?
Fucking A. No! It's a Christmas play, though, so...
Oh, okay.
Nice. So I'll say that.
What do you know
but
about
no
that?
But no Chinese food and no sex in it.
I'm born.
Oh,
I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm born.
We're not coming.
Yeah, that's...
All right.
Boom.
Boring.
All right. Thanks for the support. All right. Let's end it, okay? Michael,
okay.
Thank you so much for coming on the
yes,
show today. Thanks
thank
for
you.
Watching with us.
I'm coming back when Alea comes back.
Okay.
Baby.
I hope so, man.
In the black pantsuit.
In the black
jumpsuit. Yeah.
I hope so. I'm going to buy one.
And, okay, a romp him.
Yeah.
And Aunt Zelda and I have a question
yes.
for you.
Oh, yeah.
Michael,
will
you
accept
this
rose?
Indubitably.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, boy.
We have 100% acceptance so far.
100%.
It's a take.
It's a take. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Thank you. And hit
us up in the DMs on Instagram at Aunt Zelda and Me, or follow us on Twitter and hit us up there at Aunt Zelda and Me. And let us know what you're thinking about the podcast, and let us know what you're thinking about our posts.
Right. And bye.
Bye.